listening to hour number three of the program, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the website, we give away, so enjoy those on us. That's freetalklive.com. On the way here, we'll talk about healthcare, man that lost his leg without even knowing it. That's all coming up. Your calls as well about whatever you want. But first, to the area of Mansfield, I believe it's in Louisiana because it's from the Shreveport Times. Mansfield saying, pull him up or pay up. That's Police Chief Don English's interpretation of a new law that takes effect in Mansfield on September 15th. Anyone caught wearing sagging pants that exposes his or her underwear will be subject to a fine of up to $150. Plus court costs, which, what's that, usually like $400 or something like that?
They can range.
Or face up to 15 days in jail over saggy pants.
Goodness.
Mansfield Alderman Monday voted unanimously and without hesitation or discussion to enact the law. Mayor Curtis McCoy said he proposed it because he was concerned about the number of individuals who wear pants that expose their underwear. Citizens of Mansfield, he said, should not have to put up with it.
I'm just curious what constitutes underwear, because what if someone's wearing like shorts under their pants? Are they allowed to do that? I know someone who actually wore shorts as underwear. Would that be constituted as it's their underwear?
It is underneath the pants, so I suppose that meets the definition.
Interesting.
They do not want your pants to sag, and if they do, you may be facing jail time or a $150 fine. You know, you got to wonder, this is what... Don't they have anything better to do, these bureaucrats?
I don't know. It seems a little bit crazy, because if it's legal to walk around in your underwear, so long as you're not exposing your genitalia, how can it be illegal to just show some of your underwear? It's legal to show all of it, but not just part of it?
Well, I don't know. Maybe it's not legal to show all of it. Perhaps that it would be considered lewd or indecent behavior or indecent exposure.
Well, I know that you're allowed to wear a bathing suit around, and that's virtually... the same as underwear.
Yeah, that's
there's
an
very
excellent
little
point.
It's just semantics on what separates a bathing suit from underwear. So
right, why is it offensive? Why is it offensive if somebody's pants are hanging downwards, but not offensive if you've got a girl wearing a bathing suit? Or you know, I mean, many bathing suits are very, very revealing.
Extremely.
Thong bathing suits, which, I mean, you can pretty much see almost anything in that. I mean, why is there this weird double standard here? Is it because that only, you know, is it mostly guys that hang their pants low? I've seen girls with the, you know, the sort of the straps mm-hmm. that you can see because their pants are hanging a little bit low. They show off just the sort of the top strap of the backside of their underwear.
15 days in jail for that one.
It's just absolutely outrageous. They voted again unanimously. At least two Mansfield police officers are in complete agreement with the new law, even though it will literally add fashion police to their list of duties. Here's what one of the cops said, Sergeant Zamaripa. He said, quote, ever heard the word hallelujah? It's something I feel strong about, and I support the mayor on this. And Officer Tony said there's hardly an hour of the day that goes by that they don't see someone with loose hanging pants and exposed underwear walking the city streets.
Oh, so that means that this looks to be just another reason to shake some people down, harass them a little bit, maybe search them. People wearing low pants may be a little bit more probable to be carrying maybe some illegal substances on them.
And they'll be able to make $150 fines.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Plus court costs. You don't think that might be what this is about? The fact that it's so prolific that they'll easily be able to target many, many people and find them?
And it's just another reason to target younger people, too. Another excuse to violate younger people's rights, who typically don't know their rights.
And that's a really important point to be making here, because, I mean, you just got out of college recently. You understand that here in Keene, New Hampshire, where we're doing the show from, that college-age kids are disproportionately targeted by the police.
Oh, yeah. They make it for easy targets. They don't know their rights.
Not only do they not know their rights, but they're also not paying attention to politics. Mm-hmm. And I wish you didn't have to. I hate politics, and I wish I didn't have to pay any attention to it. But unfortunately, it's things like this that these are perfect reasons why you need to be watching what these scumbags are doing.
Right.
If it's really that popular amongst young people to wear their pants sort of sagging, then if the young people knew about this, and they're going to find out eventually, and it's not like they're reading these newspapers, so they don't know.
Mm-hmm. But eventually, their friends are going to get caught. Yep.
if young people were to actually rally together and get out there and vote out these scumbags from political office and vote in some of their own people that, you know, are going to come to the city council meetings wearing baggy pants, they could do that if they wanted to.
Mm-hmm. It's hard, though, to get them to rally together.
Right. It's hard to get anybody to ever vote. I mean, municipal elections are typically 5% turnouts, if you're lucky. But that's just more of a reason to do it, because it wouldn't be very difficult mm-hmm. to mobilize the amount of people that you needed to, presuming you could actually get them to mobilize. Anyway, Tony and Zamaripa, the officers, agree implementation of the law might be rough at first until officers get direction on whether they're to ticket the violators on the scene or actually take them into custody until bail is made. They're still deciding on this, Toby.
They're going to fill up their cells if they do decide to arrest everybody.
Yeah, well, you know, if they do decide to arrest them, then that gives them the reason to search their persons.
Right.
So they will have kind of a perverse incentive to push for arresting these kids. Whereas if they just ticket them, then they just get the ticket and they, you know, might pay the fine later and it'll walk off.
Either way, it's very lucrative.
Zamaripa's method, here's what the cop said in his brilliant southern way. Y'all get y'all's act together because we're going to have ours together and we'll be ready to go. The law makes it illegal to be found in, quote, a state of nudity or partial nudity. So I guess swimsuits are out now in Mansfield, Louisiana.
Close the pools.
Or in any indecent exposure of his or her person or undergarments, or be guilty of any indecent or lewd behavior. City attorney so-and-so said he researched state statutes and borrowed from a similar law adopted in the South Louisiana town of Del Camber as a guideline in creating Mansfield's ordinances. Several municipalities and parish governments in Louisiana have enacted similar laws in recent months. Johnson said his only change was to omit a provision of Del Camber's law that made dressing in the dress of another gender illegal. So this law doesn't go quite as far as neighboring Del Camber, Louisiana, where you cannot wear women's clothing if you're a man and vice versa. Love this free country we live in
here. That's what I was just wondering. How do these pass the constitutional test to see whether this is a constitutional law?
So you have to understand, Toby, they don't have to pass a constitutional test until they go to the courts
so
and they're challenged.
I have to spend my money, thousands of dollars,
that's
thousands
correct.
Of my hours to go to overturn this. And you know what? Most people won't do it because what's going to cost more, paying the $150 fine or bringing this to the Supreme Court?
Well, plus, you know, the courts could very easily, even if you did spend those thousands of dollars, there's no guarantee you're going to win. The courts could very easily look at this case and they'll say, well, according to my study of the Constitution doesn't say anything about your right to be naked. So, therefore, this law is constitutional. Rubber stamp. Move on. Thanks for your time.
You win nothing.
Yeah, and you lose thousands. Johnson, the city attorney, says that, asked if that means cross-dressing in Mansfield is legal, Johnson said with a laugh, I guess so. Veteran educator who spends her retirement years working with the city's youth said it's unfortunate that a law had to be put in place on something that should be addressed in the home. But even she says she supports the law. Quote, I don't think people have enough pride in themselves to want to pull their pants up. I don't think they know that underwear means underwear.
What's that mean?
I don't have any idea. It's really, it's just a bunch of Puritans.
Yes.
It's really just a bunch of Puritans that they, I think it's funny when kids walk around with their underwear hanging out. I think they look silly when right. they do it. But this is akin to banning Mohawks because, well, you can make the argument that if you are going to wear your underwear hanging out, no one's going to respect you. No one's going to take you seriously. You're not going to be able to get a job. It's for the good of the children of Shreveport. Excuse me, Shreveport is looking at passing the similar law. So it's spreading around Louisiana. But
as
this is Mansfield.
Typically does with bad laws.
Right. So you could make the argument that in Mansfield, we want our kids to be responsible, and we need to help them with our laws to help them be responsible. But can't we just let them learn this via trial and error?
Oh, yeah.
You know?
They'll eventually see that that's not a cool fad.
Right.
I mean, I think when I was younger, I went through the pants low thing for a couple months until I got sick of it and saw that this isn't really cool, but
how many,
I had to learn it on my own.
How many 45-year-olds are engaging in this fad? You know? Where's the cutoff date? You know, what percentage of 30-year-old males are doing this versus 20-year-old males versus 15-year-old males? I think it'll go away on its own. But no, the bureaucrats need another law so they can fine people, and as you said, have another excuse to harass young people in America. More on the way at Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you will be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during a U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Babies spend up to 15 hours a day sleeping and playing on a crib mattress. Standard baby mattresses are suspected of containing potentially harmful chemicals. The primary ingredient in most mattresses is polyurethane foam, a highly flammable petroleum product. At Naturepedic, we believe that your baby's health and safety are not negotiable. An organic cotton mattress is the first step toward a healthy and natural crib environment. At Naturepedic, the no-compromise organic baby crib mattress features organic cotton filling and a waterproof surface so pure that it meets food contact standards. A Naturepedic mattress provides a healthy sleep environment for your baby and a peace of mind for you. Go to naturepedic.com. That's naturepedic.com. Or call 1-800-91-PEDIC. That's 1-800-91-PEDIC. Call today.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625 for BioSolutions.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
Inviting you to our website, freetalklive.com. The bulletin board system is there. We've got lots of posts. In fact, over 250,000 posts. There are over 1,600 people interacting. Serious issues and fun stuff. You'll find it all, and it's all for free at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
The Republican Liberty Caucus welcomes new members in pursuit of individual rights, limited government, and free enterprise principles with the GOP. Visit rlc.org and click on Join Us Today. We'll find liberty together.
That's rlc.org, 800-259-9231, talking about Mansfield, Louisiana, and Shreveport is looking at the same law. Delcambre also has passed a similar law that has outlawed saggy pants. Now, I myself have never engaged in the saggy pants thing. I always thought it was silly, even back when, I mean, it's been going on for years now, over a decade at least.
Oh, yeah. I thought I was one of the first to do it, so I did engage in it at first, because we invented it. Come on.
Yeah, at least you thought you did.
Well, yeah, of course. It was just we thought we did.
And I've always thought it was silly, and many, many people think it's silly, but apparently some people take it very, very seriously, and they want to pass laws against it. Here in Mansfield, Louisiana, it'll be $150 plus court costs, and perhaps even up to 15 days in jail if they don't pay those fines. You're going to put people in a jail cell because you might be able to spot a little bit of their underwear showing? Are you kidding me?
But let's start people in the system early, just for a fashion trend when they're younger. I mean, if this is where I started in the system, during that couple-month period where I was foolish enough to think it looked cool for me to wear my pants a little low, and that put me in the system, I don't know where that could have possibly led my life today. I mean, if I start there and I get this grudge against the government when I'm younger and I just keep on falling into the law over and over again, that could lead you into the trap of
Absolutely.
Never getting out of the system.
I can imagine that. You know, I am so jaded against the government as it is today. If I'd spent time in jail, I might even be a mad bomber or something like that, you know, because I would absolutely despise them if they did something like that to me. And so all they're going to do is create people, create animosity, create this sort of us versus them mentality, which is so propagated in this country today because of laws that are victimless crime laws like this one. I mean, there's no victim here. I don't care if you're offended.
It's for the children, Ian. For the children.
Go somewhere else. Avert your eyes. Put on a pair of sunglasses. You don't have to look at somebody's underwear as they're walking down the street. I mean, while we're at it, why don't we ban the trucker hats? I think those look stupid, too, okay? You know, all these kids that... The trucker hats are for truckers. You shouldn't be wearing a trucker hat unless you're a trucker. And so we should make it so anybody that's caught with a trucker hat is subject to a $150 fine. I mean, that's how asinine this is. Mark joining us here in studio.
I am here.
In case you haven't figured it out, we're talking about another law that has been passed, this time in another Louisiana city, banning saggy pants.
Yeah.
And now Shreveport's looking at the same law. And the one difference, though, is Mansfield's law doesn't ban cross-dressing, which in apparently Delcambre, they have banned. So now you can no longer wear women's clothing in Delcambre, Louisiana.
Or men's, apparently.
Yeah. Does it work both ways?
My question on this would be, I remember when I was younger, on cross-dressing, when I was younger, the I don't have a good cross-dressing story. in middle school, the girls used to wear penny loafers like the guys did. Everybody wore penny loafers with the penny in them.
Hmm.
And so I would consider penny loafers to be male wear.
Are those shoes?
Yes.
Okay.
If women wear men's shoes, can they be ticketed under this law?
I don't know. It's subject to the officer's interpretation.
That's the problem. That's the problem. When you make a law that's subjective and that the public can't, that's the first and primary problem. When the public can't figure out. Secondarily, if it's a stupid restrictive law, that's the next step down. But the worst thing is when it's just subjective and people don't know the rules.
You know, I'm so upset because when we were on the break, there was a call that had come in from somebody in California who actually supports this ban. He dropped off the line. I would so love to talk to somebody that is in support of this ban. I mean, how uncreative are you? You're so awful and uncreative that you want to threaten people with jail time and fines for dressing differently than you would have to choose them dress.
Right.
I mean, please.
Society does have has its own strictures on people wearing their pants saggy. Try going to get a job
or keeping
a good job wearing saggy pants. You simply can't do it. You can't sell advertising for a radio station having
you'd be laughed out of people's offices.
Absolutely. I saw it happen.
If you're there to clean the pool or something.
I've seen it happen. The promo guy that used to work at the rock and roll station that you and I worked at, the promotions guy, he'd go and set up before, for remote broadcasts and that kind of thing. And then the DJ would come in, he'd do the thing, and the remote guy would do all the other stuff. That guy went in, and I believe he had an earring in at the time, to talk to the sales manager about possibly moving up from his position to sales. And she said, get out of my office. You know, he had an earring in. Get out. You're not welcome here. There was no discussion at all, whatever, about getting a job.
The problem will take care of itself. People will move on with their lives. They'll get older and see that their fad wasn't as cool as they thought it was.
Absolutely. We wore parachute pants back in the 80s, and it was a bad idea.
800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. Let's go to Coffee in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live. Coffee.
Good evening.
Good evening, sir. What's on your mind?
Well, it's a kind of a generational thing, you know. Back when I was a kid, the ripped pants thing was kind of shocking, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Back who would wear ripped pants? Now it's in, right?
It was a statement. But what I want to know is, what's the statement behind the underwear thing?
I think that the idea is that we're from a social class where we get hand-me-downs. This is what I've heard from a black guy, so therefore I feel like it's on authority, right? we're from a social class where we have to take hand-me-downs, and these are the sorts of hand-me-downs that we would get, so we wear our pants big.
And we can't afford a belt.
And now, of course, they go out and spend $80 on big pants that are too big.
I see a lot of guys walking with their hands in their waistband with their shirt up like they got a gun, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I see that as a statement, and I understand what that's about. But the whole underwear up thing, I don't get that.
Yeah.
Now, there's a generational issue. There's two things that I see. Number one is, you know, we're in a police state, obviously.
Sure. You know, because if you can tell somebody else how to wear their pants, you're not in a police state, you're in the same zip code.
No, we're talking about a constitutional issue. It's your free speech. If you want to walk around with your underwear hanging out, it's your business. I'm with you, Ian. I think it's, you know, dude, you know how stupid you look with your underwear hanging out, but, you know, I'd be willing to fight for you if it comes to it.
The marketplace will handle it.
Right. But the issue is, when I was growing up, and the other issue is, when I was growing up in the 60s, there was standards and practices that watched over television. You practically couldn't say darn on TV. You know, you'd have to go to dinner and that sort of thing. This kind of thing wouldn't have played back then, and it plays now. So I think maybe there's a lot of mindset from back then that says, okay, that's the vulgarity. You don't hear that word anymore because, you know, you'd hear it a lot if it was really applied correctly.
So people are worried. You're saying that people are worried that society is sort of spinning down into this spiral that we'll never be able to recover from, and that in 10 more years everyone will be wearing saggy pants as they're doing business?
Well, no. It's an overt sexuality that its time is not convenient, I guess, for the people who are making this judgment. You know, they may be coming from a mindset from back in the 60s where the standards and practices were more narrow.
And they're willing to enforce it by the point of a gun. That's the sickness part. Thank you for the call, Coffee. And the guy who called in to defend this law is on the line. Hopefully he'll hang through. It's Free Talk Live.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Oh, what a beautiful day for the beach. Look, up there in the sky. It's Non-X Man. He's in a dive.
He must have found some ugly toenails on the beach.
Let's go look.
I'm Non-X Man, and your toenails need Non-X Nail Gel. Stop hiding them in the sand. Take them out. Let's see.
Ooh. Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Don't worry. Now there's Non-X Nail Gel. Use it on your toenails regularly, and they'll look fantastic when you're barefoot.
Oh, I will, Non-X Man.
Well, I'm off to find more ugly toenails. Don't let Non-X Man find you with unsightly toenails. Buy diabetic-friendly, money-back guaranteed Non-X Nail Gel. It's in the foot care aisle at Supercenters, Walgreens, CVS, Long's, Meijer, Giant Eagle, Car Drug, Snyder's, Duane Reade, Philo, and Rite Aid.
Musicians are writing songs in his honor.
A nation really needs Ron Paul.
Citizens create their own videos about him.
Hi, Internet. My name is Rachel, and I'm a Ron Paul junkie.
They chant his name in the streets.
Ron Paul for president!
The man so loved by the people that he has sparked an electoral American revolution has now inspired a radio program dedicated to his campaign for the presidency of the United States. I'm Stephen Vincent, and I host Ron Paul Radio on GCN, Mondays through Fridays, from 3 to 4 Pacific, 5 to 6 Central, and 6 to 7 Eastern. Ron Paul Radio is the live voice of the freedom message. If you want to learn more about Ron Paul, and if you want to support his bid for the White House, tune in and call in to Ron Paul Radio.
You're there, middle age. So how you doing? Are you aging well? Are you healthy? How's your heart and your energy level? Are you sleeping well? Do you get up motivated and excited about life? Or are you depressed and tired, wondering where the years went? Struggling with anxiety and depression is hard, but it can be even harder as you get older. Good nutrition plays a vital role in maintaining overall well-being and good health. I'm Lucinda Bassett, president of Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety, and I want to send you a free 30-day supply of my new vitamin supplement called Good Days that supports your physical and mental well-being. It supports energy, clarity of thinking, mood, as well as good health and disease prevention. Simplify your life. Feel better. Call now for your free one-month supply of Good Days.
Find out how to improve your mood with this free 30-day supply. Call 800-966-3401. 800-966-3401. 800-966-3401.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever you want. Toll free at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
You can join us online, freetalklive.com, the place to go, Shrine of Female Listeners there. We've got dozens and dozens of ladies who've sent us their validated photo to prove that they listen to the show. You can see what I mean by heading over to shrine.freetalklive.com. That is shrine.freetalklive.com. All right, so we're talking about this situation in Louisiana where town after town are passing these bans on saggy pants. Now, I don't think this is the smartest thing for kids to do, that is, walk around with their underwear showing. It's not going to be very good for their careers if they're trying to get a job. They probably won't be successful at that.
Not while their pants are hanging around their butts, but they right. can change it relatively quickly.
And that is my point, is that let's just let nature take its course. Let the marketplace act on these behaviors, and let social ostracism be a factor here, and let's just let people be ostracized if they don't, you know, if you're offended, as many people apparently are, by seeing people's underwear hanging out, then just simply ostracize that person, and eventually they'll change their ways. But apparently some people disagree, including Richard in California. Richard, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Thank you for being here. What's on your mind, sir?
Okay, well, first off, you kind of compared the saggy pants thing to like the punk rock of the 80s. And I object to that because I was a old school punk rocker from the tri-state New York area.
What we did was different back then, man.
No, it was. Okay. It was. And I remember when hip hop became, you know, started to be. So there's two different things. Where I live, the only people I see wearing saggy pants, I mean, the way you guys make it sound up there, like it's a bunch of white boys running around, and this is like some law to oppress, like, suburban
well,
brats.
Up here it is, because that's mostly
yeah,
what they're
where I live in California, the people you see with that look like, you know, there's no social ostracism with them, because they don't care, and it's like they probably have a gun. And, you know, they tend to intimidate you. And probably what's going on in Louisiana is, like, you had the hurricane, and they brought all the Latinos in, and now the gangsters are in there.
Do you think that you're going to eliminate gangsters by eliminating saggy pants? Is that what you're suggesting?
It's probably starting to be, because in California, the Latinos are killing the blacks. and pushing them out of L.A.
Okay, are you no longer the same person because you've shaved your mohawk?
Well, I'm just saying it's a gang uniform.
Wait a minute. Are they less likely to carry guns and be gangsters because they can't hang their pants low?
It's just a law to go after the gangsters. Like, probably the
hold
people
on.
Are just
don't
fed
you
up
think
with
that if that law is successful and they do go after a dozen gangsters, they lock up a dozen gangsters or give them tickets or whatever it is that they do, that the gangsters will likely find a different uniform, as you called it, and change
to bandanas.
Yeah, they'll change to something else and still be gangsters.
They killed three this year in shootouts with the police. These saggy pants types.
I'm sorry. What was it about the saggy pants? The saggy
in
pants.
In my town, the police have killed three in shootouts with these saggy pants.
Well, that's because of their pants. That's because when you're wearing saggy pants, it's hard to run. So as far as I'm concerned, maybe
we should
walk.
Yeah.
They're
also a good way to identify people, right? No. If it's the gangsters are the only ones wearing these saggy pants, don't you want to be able to identify them?
Why don't we go after gangsters who've actually committed crimes?
I'm not telling you whether it's right or wrong. I just say it's the public reacting to this Latino gang culture.
No, it's not the public reacting.
It's impressed by the media.
Latino?
Hold on. Just a second.
It's about Latino.
Hold on. Wait a second. Now, let's suppose that I'm in your town or whatever town this is, and I decide for whatever reason as a 37-year-old white guy that I want to wear my pants baggy. Do you think that the public is the public then justified in going after me? Because they will.
I personally don't care. I'm just telling you that that's probably what is bringing this law.
Right. And I'm telling you, it's a bad law for that particular action. If you
want to
outlaw,
Latinos,
pass a law that says we don't allow Latinos.
You know what?
And then we'll know exactly what kind of people we're talking about.
If the issue was gangsters, then they would be talking about this. Then the bureaucrats in Shreveport and in Del Cambre and all the other towns in Louisiana that have passed this law, in their justifications for the law, they would be saying, this is clearly a sign of gang activity, and we're going to use this law to shut down these gangs. And that's not what they're doing. They're just saying they are offended. They're just saying they're offended, sir.
The outlet that you're reading this on just probably isn't saying that. But the local people who got that law, who went out and petitioned and walked the streets because they were fed up with the culture coming into their area.
Do you think it's a good idea to outlaw Latinos in general?
You betcha. I mean, I live in California.
I hear you.
I see what's
good call, Mark. Good call.
I can tell a bigot when I hear one.
You betcha.
Okay.
Thanks for the call, bigot. 800-259-9231. And the fact is, I don't know what the history of baggy pants is, but I'm pretty sure, I don't know, was it created by Latinos? I don't think so. I think it was the rap culture, wasn't it?
I'm sure that currently there are Latinos that are wearing their pants baggy and ones that aren't. There's some that wear Wranglers with, straw hats and big belt buckles.
Right, and there's plenty of white people that do it too. This is not a gang issue. It's an issue of some people get offended when they see other people's underwear. If this was a gang thing, then the cops would be talking all tough about how this gives us the ability to crack down on the gang problem here in Mansfield. But I don't know. It's a poor way to
crack down on the gang problem, as far as I'm concerned.
But they're not even coming close to bringing that up. Let me here's another excerpt for you from the Shreveport City Council, which is discussing the ordinance. One of the council members says, I think it's important for us to speak on behavior. Sagging pants is one of the things that concerned Mr. Lester during his time as a public defender. He says, it's not something we'd like to see happen. He's not talking about gang bangers and violence. He's saying that he doesn't like seeing it. Mayor Cedric Glover, quote, like most folks, I'm offended by the young folks in the city when they choose to wear their pants in that fashion. He's offended. That's what's going on here. It's a bunch of Puritans that don't like the idea that kids are wearing their pants low. It has nothing more to do with anything else.
Cedric Glover is the gentleman's name?
That's correct.
I don't want to draw any conclusions, but Cedric Glover sounds like a black man's name. So, I mean, apparently this isn't a racially...
It's Louisiana. Of course there are going to be black people in county government.
Sure there are.
So this has nothing to do with race, and it has everything to do with age. It's ageism. 1-800-259-9231. Let's go to Johnson in Connecticut. Johnson, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hey. You know what I wonder is, I always like to think of ways that you could cause trouble and make this into a sticky legal battle, just to anger the people who are responsible for these dumb laws. Mm. And you know, the thing I immediately think is I think of two things. One, well, as soon as the underwear is showing, it's no longer underwear anymore, is it?
It's outerwear. Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, at that point, it's just clothing, you know, because it's showing. So
and what
it's
does
clothing.
Showing mean? Does that mean just a little strip? Because I know that must happen to me at some point when I'm working, you know.
You should have your shirt tucked
at
in,
at the very
sir.
Least out in the yard or something like that. That likely my under, you know, the ridge of my underpants shows. I know it happens when the plumber comes in to work on my house.
15 days in prison, buddy.
Crazy.
And then the second thing that I would think of with the underwear is, you know, what if, for example, I mean, I know we don't have this as a product yet, but what if, for example, they were wearing Free Talk Live underwear that said freetalklive.com right at the top of the underwear, or if it said, you know, vote for liberty, or, you know, whatever. It had a political message on the top of the underwear so that would show, and they were making a political statement. Isn't this, in fact, then, wouldn't it be abridging their freedom of speech?
It presumably would be at that point, yes.
So, I mean, this could...
The problem here is, Johnson, as I'm sure you know, that when it comes to the people that pass these laws, they don't take any culpability whatever. You know, they pass the law, and then the taxpayers have to pay to prosecute the law, like it or not, and the only person who gets to fight it is somebody who apparently has a lot of money and a lot of time to go
ahead.
Well,
that's not necessarily true, because I'm sure that this, like it was in the past when they tried this law in the past, the ACLU took it up as a cause because it is, in fact, a violation of freedom of expression, and it will be challenged constitutionally as it was in the past, and they will lose. Because court precedence has already been set that says that you cannot abridge someone's freedom of expression in this fashion. This isn't a private school. This is a town. You can't set a uniform dress code where everyone has to be walking around in, in shirts and ties and whatever else.
Apparently they have, and the ACLU would need someone to challenge this before they could get involved with it. And many of these young people don't have a lot of money, and they aren't well-educated on the law, and they don't understand their rights. And I don't know when that's going to happen, but I hope you're right, Johnson, that it does. Thank you for the call. More on the way. You can take control. Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7, but I never have to go to work.
So what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So what was that website?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down, it's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah, DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
Looking for a new cooling system? Enjoy comfort this summer season with the new Carrier or Kenmore system from a name you can trust. With unbeatable pricing, year-round maintenance and repair, plus our satisfaction guarantee, it's time you called Sears at 1-800-241-0746 for a free in-home consultation. Ask about our special financing terms. A new, more efficient system can keep your family comfortable year-round and may help you save money on high energy costs. You can count on Sears for the quality materials and installation you have come to expect for over 100 years. Call now for your free in-home consultation. Offer ends 9/30/07. Subject to applicant creditworthiness. Installation provided by Sears authorized licensed contractors. Licensing information available upon request. Energy efficiency may vary depending on your home and climate. Call now for your new cooling system from Sears and ask about our special financing terms. Call 1-800-241-0746. That's 1-800-241-0746.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Show is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain, but just enough time for your call if you make it now at 800-259-9231. Sickle CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. You like the show? You want to help support Free Talk Live? Then we invite you to become a Free Talk Live amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote, and the idea is a simple one. The idea is you send in $3 a month, and we take it and turn it around into promoting Free Talk Live, to getting the show on more radio stations across the country, and thereby spreading the message of freedom and liberty as far and as wide as possible. So if that interests you and you want to get your hands on a few perks, like access to the amp-only call-in lines, forum and chat room, and more, go to amp.freetalklive.com and get signed up. That's amp.freetalklive.com. Speaking of the amp call-in line, let's go to George in D.C. You're on Free Talk Live, George.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, two things. One, I finally got my own little police horror story, but before we go there, real quick, I just wanted to, I posted on a BBS a picture of a perfume bottle that we confiscated that looks just like four sticks of dynamite taped together with the fuses and all that. And the look on our supervisor's face and then the look on the cop's face was priceless.
That's hilarious. Was that person subject to any extra harassment as a result of that?
No, because at the same time, like we knew it was a. At the second glance, we realized, okay, this is a perfume bottle.
But you took it anyway.
Yeah, because it was over that 3.5 ounces.
Oh, I see. It was in a carry-on bag. Gotcha. Yeah. And by the way, George works for the TSA.
I can't say I would feel terribly bad for anybody who comes on with a perfume bottle that looks like four sticks of dynamite and they get a ticket or something. I'm sorry.
She didn't get a ticket or anything like that.
If you're coming on with what is obviously meant to be a fake bomb and you're, you know, trying to get that on with your carry-on.
It's a fake bomb.
It is a
creatively designed
bomb.
Perfume bottle.
Look, I'm sorry. You know, hey, what if she creatively designed, a whole wrap of fake dynamite sticks around her midsection with a fake timer and a fake push button?
It's a fashion statement.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Goodness, man. I was so tempted that when they pulled it out, I was so tempted to go, "Hey, boss, catch." Now, that would have been funny.
Yeah.
Anyway.
You're not allowed to be funny in the TSA line.
Yeah, that's true.
That's true enough. And I had to remind myself that, I had to catch myself with that.
Yeah, it's bad for us because we're only, I have to go through a line like that every 3 months, 2 months or something like that, and I can't be funny just there. You can't be funny all day, and that just stinks.
Tell me about
it. So what happened, man? Police story. Give it to us.
Okay, this was about two weeks ago almost, and I was stewing about whether to bring it up. And anyway, I was checking out some new park and ride thing that was under construction, and then the cops, some cops see me there, and they said I was trespassing, per se, and they pulled me over and stuff. And this couldn't have happened at a worse time because earlier that day I had my car stereo replaced. I put a navigation system in there and all that, and I still had my old stereo sitting on the floor in the back of my car.
Mm-hmm.
So when the cops said that, saw me there, that was probable cause to search me right then and there.
What?
Yeah.
So wait, like, so Hispanic guy with a car stereo, that's enough reason, huh?
Yeah, car stereo. Between that, he's like, we just had several over like the past few days, several cars got broken in with their stereo stolen, and they see this old Pioneer heavy unit sitting under my back seat, you know, plus me driving around this construction thing, just looking at this new parking ride being built.
Right.
And so they put two and two together and thought I was a thief. So naturally, they were searching, you know, they patted me down and all that. But before they did that, I put, you know, that Eugene Seiler audio thing?
Yes, Eugene Seiler, a drug suspect who was beaten senseless by a bunch of cops that went out of uniform to his house and tried to extract information from him. We actually played the audio on the air.
Yeah, that audio was my secret weapon against the cops. I actually saved that on my thing and put it on my iPod, which is hooked up to my car stereo, and had that track playing while they were searching my car.
Are you kidding? That's awesome.
I ask you not.
What was their response to that?
Well, this is like, why are you so resistant on the search? How do I know you're not going to plant something in my car, you know? I mean, I hear corrupt cop stories all the time, you know, so they're like, well, have you ever had something like this happen before to you by a Fairfax County cop? And I'm like, well, no. And then it's like, well, there you go.
Well, that's all the better reason why we should be able to search your car.
It's never happened before.
Yeah, tell me about it. But, yeah, between that and the fact that I was keeping my eye on them, probably kept them from planting anything, and it did not tear my car up at all.
It just
a little mess in the trunk that took me 30 seconds to put that together. And
well,
that was it.
I think you probably did better than average because you showed them that you were somewhat knowledgeable about the law and about your rights, and that might have been one of the reasons why they didn't go as harsh on you.
Yeah, that and probably between that. Oh, and they also had a radar detector, not legal, but they didn't take it away, and a expired tag, and amazingly enough, they did not write me a ticket for it, probably
wow.
because they wanted to convey that thing of, well, we're not bad cops, so they didn't, they just, you know, said, get that tag updated.
Now, wait a minute. Hold on a second. Radar detectors in Virginia, I know they're illegal to use, but are they not also illegal to possess?
No, they're not, because mainly because Virginia is the only state that outlaws it, as far as I know. And because of that, many out-of-state people who are passing through are going to have it.
Right.
So the way they see it, it's not illegal to own. It's not illegal to possess it. You just cannot use it.
I believe it's the same way in New York State, as a matter of fact. I think Virginia is no longer the only state on that.
Really? But yeah, like I said, just as long as you don't use it, you're fine. And even if you did, they don't take it away. It's like a $50 fine.
Very good, George. Good. I'm glad you got out of it in one piece. Thanks for the call, man. We appreciate the story. 800-259-9231. Toby, you had a quick one for us with just a bizarro story from, was it Japan?
Yeah, it's just really interesting. This from the Daily Telegraph. A Japanese biker failed to notice his leg had been severed below the knee when he hit a safety barrier and rode for 2 miles, leaving a friend to pick up his limb. The 54-year-old office worker was out on his motorcycle with a group of friends in the city of Hamamatsu, west of Tokyo, yesterday when he was unable...
I thought it was a bicyclist, which was even stranger.
Right?
You know, like, it would be hard to pedal with only one leg. Okay, I feel slightly better about this story. Still... a little sick to my stomach.
Yeah, it's a little weird. When he was unable to negotiate a turn in the road and bumped into the central barrier, crashed into, he felt excruciating pain but did not notice that his right leg was missing until he stopped at the next junction. The man and his leg were taken to the hospital, but the limb had been crushed beyond repair.
Gosh.
Can you imagine? It didn't work out this way, but can you imagine if you were on this motorcycle, you were this guy, you ran into the side rail or whatever it was that took his leg off, and you kept going, and then your buddy comes up from behind you, waving your leg in the air. Hey!
Forget something? That's got to be a lot of adrenaline rushing through his body.
Yeah.
And to not, you know, like...
Shock.
Oh, yeah. But how can you just bump into something and not notice your leg missing for 2 miles?
That is bizarre and everything, but yeah, I'd like to... I'm not a fan of motorcycles. Just not a fan.
They're dangerous.
And, you know, here's just a little weird story, just a little more proof why, you know, if he'd have been in a car, he'd have had a scratched door.
Yeah.
Instead, he's got no leg.
Right. And you can't put it back on because it was crushed. That's how badly it was.
My dad drove a motorcycle probably every day of my youth. And I don't think he ever had an accident.
Lucky.
He was really careful, yeah. And, you know, that's part of it. And the other part is luck. I'm sorry, you know, it's just the way it is. I drove a motorcycle for a couple of years.
Did you?
Yeah, just not safe.
In a place like Tokyo, though, it's probably really good to get around on the streets.
Yep. Parking's probably
around,
a lot easier. I certainly understand. There's been times here in Keene where I don't think there's a motor vehicle that has ever gotten above 35 miles an hour. Where it would be really cool.
Oh, the cops do. Julia's seen them speeding down West
that's
Street.
That's true. The cops do speed down any street they possibly can. They stomp on it. But, you know, no civilian,
right. None of us regular folk.
Right. They don't do that. So, you know, I've thought about getting a scooter or something like that, but no.
Speaking of the cops, I'll be going out tomorrow morning here in Keene, where one of our activist friends in town has refused to pay a U-turn ticket. You know, I mean, in your local area, there are probably a handful, maybe more than that, of no U-turn signs that are just posted in the most useless, arbitrary, asinine places.
Right where you need to make your U-turn.
Right. And there's no reason for it. I mean, there's no reason for the signage except to simply control people. You could make the argument that some no U-turn signs exist because it's a dangerous area to do a U-turn in because of whatever factors, you know, people coming out of a shopping center or whatever. I don't know what the reasoning is.
Well, it's annoying to the people behind you, too, if you're just sitting there waiting to make a U-turn in a bunch of oncoming traffic. I can see that.
I can see where you're coming from on that. I remember one down in Sarasota, there actually was a turning lane and no U-turn sign there. So there are some of them that are just totally asinine.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, he didn't pay the fine, so we're going to go out with cameras to the courthouse, and he may be getting arrested and thrown in a jail cell because he made a U-turn.
That's quite the principal stand.
I'll give you the update on that tomorrow, and until then, we'll talk to you online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president. A serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage. If you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple. More of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Time's up.